Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a series on afflictions in the life of Christians. And most recently, we've been talking about the chastening of the Lord. Hebrews 12 and 5 says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." Obviously, the writer of Hebrews is saying, you're going through some hard times, but don't forget what the Word says. We're not to despise the chastening of the Lord. Don't faint. Don't give up hope. Don't give up heart. The Amplified translation of that says, don't lose courage and give up and faint when you are reproved or corrected by him. And so, we have been looking at this subject of chastisement. We've been looking at what are God's purposes in the chastening that he administers. Well, first of all, it convinces us of sin. Psalm 119:67 says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word." Also, chastisement produces humility. Listen to this powerful scripture. I don't know how many times I've prayed this, and I trust you have, in behalf of our nation and behalf of the peoples of the world. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain," again, natural disasters, famines, "or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, he says, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive your sin and I will heal your land." So, beloved, if we will humble ourselves, Lamentations 3:19-20 says, "Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance." Remembering those bad times, remembering that horrible pit, and is humbled in me. And 2 Corinthians 12:7, again, I trust a very familiar passage. Paul had some issues. Many say that it was a physical issue, some with his eyes perhaps. But obviously, God does a lot in the Word where he doesn't reveal specifics. He gives us just as much as we need to know. And so Paul's thorn in the flesh, regarding that, he makes this comment, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given to me." In other words, when he was stoned once, he probably died and went to heaven. But as the disciples gathered around him, life was restored to him. He said, "Because I had all these revelations God was giving me, then it was important in my state, in my condition, that the quote, I'm now beginning to quote, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan," see, very clear there, "to buffet me." Why? "Lest I should be exalted above measure." God knew what it would took to keep Paul humble. And many times that is exactly why we go through things. I mean, we could be walking with the Lord, blessed to the Lord, prospering, glory to God, you got the revelation. And then you just start feeling a little self-satisfied, a little proud that you're really walking with God. Well, he knows how to bring you down. He knows how to cause you to walk in humility. Jesus said, "I am meek and lowly in heart. Learn of me, and you shall find rest for your souls." beloved, there's no need for, in God's kingdom, there's no need for proud, pride, because each of us are so valuable. Each of us are so wonderful. None of us are the same. You've got gifts that I don't have. Your neighbor has gifts you don't have. I have gifts you don't have. Why? Because God loves variety. Just look at the natural world. Snowflakes, I understand. No two are alike. Come on now. What kind of creative genius would devise snowflakes that had to be different from one another? Because he loves diversity. He loves an abundance of things that would delight him. Wow. Behold, thou hast created all things for thyself, for thy pleasure. They are and were created. That scripture always stands out. God created what he did because he liked it. It gave him pleasure. And he loved, the last of his creation, man. It broke his heart, even though he knew it was coming. And, beloved, he wants us to find pleasure in him, to rejoice in him. He wants, that's why he created man, for fellowship. And, beloved, we will not be happy until we have, I'm just having a hard time this week coming up with things. I'm not fasting, believe it or not. Who is it? Our souls will not find rest until we find our rest in God. Praise God. And so, beloved, that is true for us today. So, our afflictions that we go through lead us to seek God in prayer. Jeremiah 31 and 18 declares, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastened me, and I am chastened. As a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke, they don't like that. They're not used to it. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. And Hosea 5 and 15 says, I will go and return to my place. This is the Lord speaking. Till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, see, God knows, they will seek me early. What are we talking about? Afflictions leading us to God in prayer. And 1 John 2 and 1 says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. So, all right. Afflictions drive us to God in prayer, seeking his face, seeking understanding, seeking his will, direction. So what should we pray? Well, first of all, pretty obvious, I guess, that we might know the cause of our affliction, of our trouble. A lot of times we have sinned, and it's God's chastening that brings us back. Remember I shared about the prodigal son? He was in the pig pen. Finally, quote, he came to himself. We need to come to ourselves and realize if God doesn't pull us back from it, if we start detouring, he's going to put, like what the shepherds, that shepherd's crook, put it around our neck and draw us back. Job 6:24 declares, teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. And Job 13:23, how many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. So we want to know how we've displeased God. And if we that's why we have to be in the Word. The Word will tell us what God likes, what he doesn't like. And we also seek him for pardon and for deliverance from sin. Psalm 39 and 8, deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. Why? Because I belong to you, O God. Don't let the unbelievers mock me because of my failures, my sins. And then Psalm 51 and 1, that beautiful words that David wrote, have mercy upon me, O God, according, not according to how much I deserve it, no. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy mercies, blot out my transgressions. And so, chastisement will lead us to the confession of sin. Psalm 32 and 5 says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and, this is important, thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Psalm 51:3 says, For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. And then the chastening of the Lord turns us to God. That's the result of repentance. Nehemiah 1:9 says, But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I've chosen to set my name there. Psalm 78:34 says, When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. So, yes, when we get disciplined, when we get chastened, yep, it'll bring us back to God. And another thing I want to share with you, what's the purpose of afflictions? They increase our devotion to God. Psalm 116:8 says, Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And the final scripture I'll share with you today, not on this subject though, I give you an advance warning for next week. Psalm 71:20-22, Thou which hast shewed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. This is for you, beloved. I will praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. And Lord, as we bring this broadcast to a close, we do want to praise you. In spite of great and sore troubles which we may have experienced, Lord, you will bring us up from the depths of the earth. You will quicken us with your anointing, and we will praise you. Thou wilt turn our mourning into dancing for me. Thou wilt put off my sackcloth. Hallelujah. Don't you love God's word? I just love it. I hope you do. I pray for you to do that very thing. And I invite you to write. I do pray for your needs. I take the ministry of prayer and correspondence very, very seriously. One of my sacred trusts before the Lord. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.